The Midnight Riders Motorcycle Club is having its second annual illness rally on Saturday, May 2nd. Midnight Riders First Lieutenant Terry Pierce and Missy Rowe discuss this year's recipient of funds and also the event on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Tuesday morning.
We are a motorcycle club. We do things to try to give back to our community and the people in our community.
Okay.
Our benefit that we have coming up May the 2nd is our second annual illness rally.
Okay.
This year we're doing it to benefit a lady that has cervical cancer, that they don't have the insurance. We are going to do our best to raise as much money as we can to donate to her to help pay her medical expenses, her travels back and forth to Dallas.
Okay.
She's taking chemo and radiation, and she's in pretty bad shape.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that your group will reach out to someone like that. I know you started this kind of helping mission last year.
Yes, ma'am. We had our first one last year. We tried to do it the first weekend of the month of May. Last year, we helped a lady that had kidney problems, and we raised money and donated it to her.
Okay.
So it was a deal that our president, he knew her, and it was somebody that he wanted to help.
Okay.
This year we looked. We finally found out about Trina, and we went and talked to her and her husband, and we decided she would be the one that would be our recipient this year.
Okay. All right. So you're going to hold an event that will raise money for Trina Hill.
Yes, ma'am.
And tell us about the event.
It is a typical bike rally. We'll have live bands throughout the day. We'll have what's known as a poker run. You ride out, you go to five different stops.
Okay.
Stop start in Emory, go over to Mineola, back to Yanis, over to Winsboro, back here, and then back to the rally, which will be at Lake Fort Tattoos or Highwayman Inc., whichever it is now. And we will have bike games, food vendors of all sorts.
Okay.
Selling all kinds of things.
It'll be a
good time.
Yeah,
it's a family event. Bring your kids. Bring your lawn chairs.
Okay.
Listen to some good music. Enjoy the day.
Now, it's a nice big area out there on Highway 19 South, just a turn off there. And Missy, tell us what you can about last year's event and preparations for this year.
Last year's event, we were fortunate enough to raise $500 for. We had a few vendors come out. This year, we already exceeded that amount with having certain vendors come out, like Little Caesars is coming out.
Okay.
We have a masseuse that's coming out that's giving a percentage of each massage that she gives. We have an essential oil lady coming out. Mm-hmm. We have Mama T's, which is a tamale, and she's selling crawfish coming out. So we're hoping to get more people, even if there's any vendors out there that want to come out. We're asking for a $100 donation to hold the spot, so that all the proceeds would go to Trina Hill.
KSST News.